Now, I'm going to keep Pam on. Pam doesn't know this yet. I'm going to keep her on for a moment or two. The health unit's all upset about, well, a couple of things. First of all, us wanting to audit their books. You wonder what they're hiding. What did they give Dr. Graham Paulette as he was going out the door? Do you know anything I don't know?
No.
And the other thing they're worried about is three, folks, one, two, three cases of flu. Grab your children and hide them. We have three cases of flu. Something tells me Pam wants to talk to you about that when we come back in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1290.
The most important thing for influenza protection is to get the influenza vaccine. Now that we know flu is here and the flu season may be beginning in earnest, it's very important for people to get their vaccine. It's certainly not too late.
So there it is, the warning from Dr. Bryna Warshawski, and Pam usually scoots out of the door right at 10:30, but I wanted to just keep her on. Let me read you from our news story at 10 o'clock. Yes, folks, winter is breathing down our necks, and so is the flu season. In fact, looks like the flu bug has made a very early arrival. The Middlesex Health Unit says a lab test have confirmed three, count them, three cases of influenza A. Last year it was January before we started to have confirmed cases, and then we had the acting medical officer of health, Dr. Bryna Warshawski, telling us, if we could get the clip, Ryan, here it is.
The most important thing for influenza protection is to get the influenza vaccine. Now that we know flu is here and the flu season may be beginning in earnest, it's very important for people to get their vaccine. It's certainly not too late.
There are tons of free clinics. Just check the Middlesex London Health Unit websites for dates and times. Some pharmacists are also giving flu vaccine. And, of course, there's your family doctor. Pam, whenever I say flu, your blood pressure goes up.
It's normal to get the flu, Andy. It's very normal. It's a fact of life. People get the flu. It's nothing unusual that three people have got the flu in London, Ontario, Canada. There are lots of people across North America who have the flu right now. It's nothing to panic over. The CDC in the United States, I have the PowerPoint presentation where every year they say that in order to get people to line up, that one of the best ways to do it is to use fear, to fearmonger the population.
What's the agenda here?
Well, there's an unholy alliance between Health Canada and with the vaccine industry. Each entity supports each other. The Health Canada employees essentially do free marketing for the vaccine industry. So it's a cozy little deal. And then people who work for Health Canada and promote vaccines, they get to keep their jobs. So it's a conflict of interest. And when you look at the real data, you know, when you study the data that's coming out of, say, the Cochrane collaboration and so on, you'll discover that the flu shot really doesn't work. And there are risks involved as well in terms of injecting your body with toxic ingredients that are included in these vaccines.
So you're suggesting that Dr. Bryna Warshawski, the heir apparent to the top job at the Middlesex London Health Unit, is fear-mongering and is buying into an agenda where we scare people so that we sell drugs? Is that the
well,
agenda?
Exactly. I mean, it's right on the CDC's website. That's exactly what their agenda says. You set fear in the minds of the population and you will be able to get them to line up for vaccines. If anybody wants the data, I'll send it to them. I wrote about it in my first book, The Great Bird Flu Hoax.
Phone lines are lighting up, 643-1290. If you'd like to applaud what Pam Killeen is saying or you'd like to ask her about that, we'd like to have a little chat with you because that's a pretty strong accusation. Nick, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go further than this. First of all, congratulations, Andy. Blowing the whistle. It's high time. I've been on the phone in the last 2 weeks talking to all these people about these things, like, for example, the Dream Lottery and the lack of disclosure. Years ago in the broadcast business, you had to do, if you could only use fresh opposed to frozen, you couldn't use all these words and terminologies, which they're using now, all this other stuff. I mean, it's time to blow the whistle on all these people.
Let's talk about the flu, Nick. What are your thoughts about Pam's suggestion that the warning from the health unit that we now have three cases of flu, you better rush out and get your flu shot. It's just fear-mongering to sell drugs.
Of course it is. Common sense. Everybody fear-mongers anymore. I mean, the government does it all the time to get votes. It's just the way it is. It's a sad scenario of ethics. It's not so much morality, it's ethics and business practice. And they do it all the time to market their products.
Are you getting your flu shot?
No.
Are you afraid of the flu?
No.
Do you think the flu shot even works?
I think it does, and many, many people.
Okay, hang on. Pam would like to talk to you about your belief that the vaccine works.
No, there's lots of research to show that it doesn't work. I only cite about six studies on my website, but there's more and more coming out all the time.
Anything else, Nick?
Well, I think if that's the case, then probably 99% of the medication that are used is prescribed to us has more injury to humans than the actual benefit.
Well, there's 17,000 drugs on the marketplace, and look around and see how sick we are today. These drugs are supposed to be making us healthy, aren't they?
Nick,
my nightly entertainment is watching the ABC News, and I love the news, but what I especially love is the last half of every commercial for drugs, which, you know, warns about diarrhea for life, your eyes falling out, your bladder exploding, and all these symptoms. What's your favorite, by the way, Pam, in terms of warnings? Which one?
Well, the flu shot. Just listen carefully to the side effects of the flu shot vaccine commercials. You'll listen very carefully, and the side effects all include symptoms of the flu.
Okay, Nick, I appreciate it. Jim, your thoughts this morning.
Good morning. I'm almost 50 years old. I have not had a flu shot since I was about 12. I get sick maybe once every couple of years. I haven't had the flu in a long time.
Aren't you supposed to be dead? You haven't had the flu shot in how many years?
Since I was about 12, and I'm almost 50.
And now, you haven't had the flu shot that long?
That long, honest to God.
Well,
knock on wood.
Dr. Bryna Warshawski just fainted.
Good for her. Good for her.
You're not getting your flu shot this year?
No, and our family doctor recommends against it.
Good. Well, I won't
name him, but he recommends against it.
There's a new study that was just published in the British Medical Journal talking about Roche and the Tamiflu drug and how so many countries around the world have stockpiled this antiviral drug. And they're asking Roche for evidence to show that the product works. Well, when I co-authored The Great Bird Flu Hoax with Dr. Mercola, we had in that book evidence to show that Tamiflu doesn't work. Now, 6 years later, British Medical Journal is coming forward and saying, uh-oh, countries have spent billions of dollars to stockpile this drug, and guess what? There's no evidence that it works. So I want to know if Roche is going to give us our money back. That's what I want to know. I want to know how Health Canada can be held accountable for spending all that money on a drug that doesn't work.
That story makes me so angry because it so proves what you're saying, that Health Canada is irresponsible in so many of these areas. We've spent billions of dollars around the world on this Tamiflu drug, and now the British Medical Journal says it doesn't work?
Doesn't work. We said it in the book in 2006.
Quick point, though, there. Because Health Canada is an arm's length outside quasi-government branch of the government, they're not touchable. They can't be regulated. They can't be disciplined. They can't be called to counter. Nobody can touch them.
Well, how is Health Canada going to get our money back for wasting billions of dollars on Tamiflu? I mean, where is this drug sitting? It's sitting stockpiled somewhere. Nobody's talking about it.
Jim, we have other callers. We have to move on. We thank you for your call. Carol, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, you guys, but I'm going to get my flu shot today.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's a free country. We love a free country. You have the perfect right to make whatever mistake you want.
Okay, now back to, she was talking about, you know, all the drug companies making the money on this. Why then is the Ontario government paying for all of us to get this flu shot?
Well, what we need is we need politicians to be more discerning in terms of being able to differentiate between marketing-based science and real science. So unfortunately, when companies buy their own science, they customize it in terms of being able to promote or sell their own product. And I just don't see politicians who are savvy enough to be able to tell the difference between the two types of science out there.
And Carol, it's the same government that is spending $1 billion to move two gas plants. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, a couple comments. First, I do get a flu shot every year, and I will continue, and you know what? It's worked great for me. So I understand it doesn't work for some people, and that's my family doctor tells me. Some people it's great for, and other people it doesn't work well for. I'm not sure that, I'm not sure how different the fear-mongering is to a degree being done on the show relative to what's being done by others, because again, it's somebody stating an opinion and trying to scare people into not getting the flu shot.
Well, I think it's more important for people to take control of their own health, to be able to know what to do to keep their immune system strong on their own. I would rather see people be independent rather than codependent in terms of their health. So it's not really fear-mongering. It's really just about people being able to return to basics and know what to do in order to boost their own immune system and not to have to rely on an exogenous source to become their immune system. So I'm concerned about the flu shots for many, many different reasons, not just because of this codependency factor, but because of the ingredients that are actually in the flu shot.
Chris, anything you want to add?
I just don't see how, when Pam says you know, I'm trying to, she's stating her opinion and it's not fear-mongering. They're stating their case and it is fear-mongering. And I agree with Pam to a great degree about the marketing and about the control. And I mean, that's in our whole food and medical industry, but I'm not sure that that necessarily means that the flu shot is necessarily that bad. And also, as far as the fear-mongering says on their website, if you scare people into getting the flu shot, they'll get it. Well, if you scare your kid into not touching the hot burner, then they might get that idea, too. I mean, that's not necessarily fear-mongering or false. It's just saying what's the best method to get a message over.
It was about 100 years ago, Andy, when we started using better sanitation and hygiene measures. We started chlorinating, filtering our water supply. We started washing our hands. We took the horses off the street and therefore the manure. We started having flush toilets. We started having better living conditions, less crowded living conditions. We started having central heating in their homes. It was during that era where infectious diseases declined dramatically. It had nothing to do with the vaccine industry.
Chris, I appreciate the call. Pat, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Well, when I heard the gentleman saying about, you know, he's getting the flu shot and so far it's been working, how does he know then? Because if he's getting it every year and he's not getting the flu, don't take it for a couple of years and see what happens. Boom. I haven't had a flu shot ever, and I don't get the flu. I get an odd cold maybe through, you know, once a year, whatever, but to say, well, because I'm getting the flu shot, I haven't gotten the flu. The people's immune systems are different, and so maybe he's just got a really good immune system anyway.
Yeah, maybe he can handle all the aluminum and the mercury and the formaldehyde.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, ironically, when when you were saying, Pam, about, you know, we're not living in as closed quarters, if you look, where are the biggest outbreaks of these problems are in hospitals and nursing homes, where there is a whole bunch of people compressed together, and obviously the sanitation isn't the greatest.
Yeah, where
in some
you see
places.
Where you see infectious diseases, sure, is where you're going to get more closed environments, like a factory farm or countries where they have a heavy population. They don't have flush toilets. They don't have clean water.
Exactly.
You know, this is where you're going to see infectious diseases. Like I said, we've seen a dramatic decline in infectious diseases here in North America over the last 100 years. Only 6.7% of the population will die from infectious disease.
Yeah. But a double-blind study truly means that you've got to do both sides of the coin. And so if the gentleman says he hasn't had the flu, then he needs not to take the flu for a couple of years and see what happens.
Well, I think the vaccine industry needs to do more complete research, and they're just not doing that.
Definitely. Thanks very much.
Great call, Pat. I appreciate it so much. Let's go to Teresa. Teresa, have you had your flu shot?
No, and you can mark me on the list of the side that is not getting a flu shot. I have a family member who is a holistic nutritionist, and every year she tells us, please do not get the flu shot. Don't put that stuff in your body. She says, eat healthfully to build your immune system, take extra vitamin D and oil of oregano, and that's what I do. And, of course, wash your hands after you've been out in the public. And you read so many things that are in the flu shot. It's scary. Like, I'm thinking, why would I want to put that in my body?
That's right. I mean, these are foreign proteins going directly into your bloodstream. 70-80% of your immune system is the actual lining of your gut. So if you want to protect yourself, you must make sure your gut is very, very strong.
But Teresa, you understand that for people who've had a flu shot every year and they haven't had the flu, they're going to stick with the flu shot. I've worn my watch on my left arm for 50 years, and I've never had a heart attack. So darn it, I'm going to keep wearing my watch on my left arm because I don't want a heart attack. That's the logic.
I agree. Yeah, Andy, I just want to say I love your program, and I love Thursdays when Pam is on.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Terrific.
I know.
I appreciate that. You see, Pam, they're not all stone throwers out there. You know what I love about Pam Killeen is she's not only smart and savvy and throws tons of research at every issue, but she's fearless. And you have to be when you're a crusader. And our lawyer friend, Don Barrett, who we had earlier, now tackling the food industry.
Yeah.
He's got guts.
Yeah, this is, I mean, when the 2003 World Health Organization report came out saying that processed foods were the cause of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and keep in mind there were 40 health conditions associated with obesity. You know what? The investment bankers got a little nervous, you know, when they saw this, because the investment bankers are saying, who's going to be able to go to work if we're that sick?
Okay,
where are the investors going to come from?
We have 1 minute left. I want two sides to every story. Ryan, if you would play the clip of our friend, Dr. Bryna Warshawski, who does not want us to edit all of her books tonight for whatever reason, don't know what she's hiding. Maybe some of those documents are in the same box as the receipt for the mayor's son's wedding. But if we can get the clip of Dr. Bryna, here we go.
The most important thing for influenza protection is to get the influenza vaccine. Now that we know flu is here and the flu season may be beginning in earnest, it's very important for people to get their vaccine. It's certainly not too late.
And you would say, Pam?
I would say everybody relax, stay calm. Getting the flu is very normal. It's just a part of life.
And it's very normal not to get the flu.
And just make sure. Just make sure you're eating the right foods that sustain your immune system. Make sure you're eating enough butter. Make sure you're eating lacto-fermented foods like raw sauerkraut, pickles. All these foods that we've talked about on the show, Andy, these are all foods that help support the immune system.
I could eat better, but I do eat well thanks to a lovely wife who is a big fan of yours and eating correctly. And I haven't seen porcelain up close in about 30 years, so... I'm going to stick with not having a flu shot. But that's the wonderful thing about a free country. You have the
right.
perfect
they
right.
They can
to...
go out and they can get those injections. That's the free country.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. Pam, it's been great. Thank you so much, as always. And your website?
It's pamkilleen.com.
And folks, as I said earlier, if you just joined the show, Pam was speaking in California. We have 30 seconds left. What were you speaking about? And what
I did a mini version of my talk, How to Fix a Broken Brain. It was at the Weston A. Price annual conference out in Santa Clara, California. There were 1,700 people there. I probably had about 500 people at my talk. It was a fantastic weekend, really.
She's famous, folks. She's famous.
A lot of fun.
When's your next boot camp?
I'm going to be teaching my nutrition boot camp in February, but I have new classes I'm going to be teaching in January and February as well. One on solving adrenal burnout, another one on the role of copper and dental health. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Check her website, and the website is
pamkilleen.com.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back with a